was connected with the Florida East Coast Railway. He, and up to the time he retired in 1970, he was the chief finance officer of the Florida East Coast Railway. And he has, they had five children, and two of Catherine's brothers are Jesuit priests. One is a missionary in Belize, which is used to be British Honduras, and now is Belize. And the other is a teacher at St. Louis University. They have been in the order more than 25 years now.
It's amazing. It's good. Well, that, I think that'll be pretty much up. Oh, and okay, well then we'll probably get right down to the questions. And I'll just ask you a few different questions and you can just respond to whatever you're used to. And they're very simple little questions here. Let's see. I have to get this little sheet of paper out here. Okay, what would you have a different name for a similar thing at a factory? Well, I mean, there is a thing where smoke goes up.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. In a factory, you have these things. Sometimes in at homes, you have them.
Well, they called a plant. I've heard a thing called a plant many times. A laundry plant or that's an expression that's been used
in the time. What's the name of the structure where smoke goes up?
Smokestack? Mm-hmm. Yes. Or chimney?
Great. the open place on the floor in front of a fireplace, what would you call
hearth?
It?
Hearth?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to... You happen to know anyone?
Hearth or hearth? Hearth, I guess.
Okay. Well, where'd you hear the name hearth from, sir?
Well, I've heard it many times. I've heard it called that... have it referred to as a hearth in front of a fireplace. And I would think perhaps it should be a hearth.
Well, it could be pronounced either way. Yeah. You're just interested in how you...
Yeah.
What you heard. Now there's, in the fireplace, there are things that you lay the wood across. Mm-hmm. What do you call those?
Andirons?
What would you call the place above the fireplace where you might put an ornament or a picture like that?
Mantle.
The big round piece of wood with bark on it that you would burn in the fireplace.
A fire log or log.
What would you call the kind of wood that you would use to start a fire?
Kindling.
Have you ever heard of it any used by any other names, Menorca names?
Lighter knots. That's unusual.
Lighter knots.
Lighter knots. And that's something you pick up in the woods that has a concentration of turpentine in it and burns very quickly, and they call it lighter knots.
Wow, is that Menorcan or is that...?
Well, it could be, because I've heard it in my childhood days many times, and I've never heard outside of St. Augustine, but you'd hear that expression not much now, but many times you're like, well, I'm going to the woods to pick up some lighter knots.
Amazing.
And I would think, you spell it LIGHTERKNOTS, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Letter knots.
Did you ever hear it referred to as chipling or anything like that?
What?
Chipling?
Chipling?
Yeah.